You're listening to The Grow Show with me, Gary Jones.
Hey folks, and how are you doing? Thank you very much for joining us today on this very special episode of The Grow Show and also this Facebook Live. Now, for the people who are listening to this, I am streaming this on Facebook, but also this video will be going onto YouTube as well. As well as obviously becoming an episode on The Grow Show, which is my podcast, as you can see from the mic, and I'll be streaming it through podcast channels later on as well. So, today, I'm going to be talking about the 10 things to do on social media today. Not tomorrow, not next month, but today. These are all things practically that you can do straight away. Now, if you're watching on a live stream, I would love your questions as we go through. And I will try to answer all of them as they come along. So please put them in the comments below. And Ned, I will answer them in all due course. So, as I said today, we're going to be talking about the 10 things to do on social media. Now, these are crazy times that we're living in. I'm recording this on the 6th of April, 2020, which means that the news tomorrow could be completely different and could cause the situation to go crazy with COVID-19 and everything that's going on. So, this advice is literally for the next couple of weeks or until lockdown kind of finishes. This information is key because it doesn't matter what size business, what size community you have, you can do some of these actionable things. And some of these points will resonate more than other points, but that's okay. Because what I want you to do, go away and think about the things that you can change within your business and your community straight away. So, point number one is talk and connect with people. Now, there's not been a better time than now to talk to people. Some people are on forlorn, some people's businesses have changed dramatically over the course of last month. And now is the time to reconnect with people. If you didn't have time before to reconnect, now you might well have time. So talk to people, like, comment, share. You know, it's those simple principles that we talk about all the time you need to start doing. And the more you do, guess what? The more opportunity you get. Steph Thomas, author of Networking for Dummies, always says this key phrase, which I love, and that is that every small conversation could lead to a big opportunity, or every big opportunity starts with a small conversation if you want to reverse it. It's so true. So like, comment, share. And what I mean by that is, you know, do the nice, simple things. If you like a post, you agree with it, like it. If you feel you can add value to the comments, put a comment. If you think you can tag someone in the comments so they can get value, do that. Or if you think your whole audience will love that content, share it. Nice and simple, like, comment, share. But talk to people. Send them a quick message on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter. You know, phone them up, do a FaceTime, whatever it is. Contact people you haven't seen for a while. People at networking events. It could be people who you've just lost contact with. It could be people who you meet for coffee, but actually that's obviously not going to happen. So you meet virtually for a chat and do it over Zoom, whatever it is. But send a message. No selling. This isn't about selling. This is about building community. Talk to people, send them messages, and then get hold of them and start talking. And a message could be as simple as, how are you getting on? You know, we haven't spoken for a couple of months. How are you getting on? Simple as that. Start that conversation. So point number one, and to be fair, if you do this every day, you'll smash it because you're going to have loads of small conversations. But point number one is to talk and connect to people. Point number two is be positive. Be positive in your messages that you're putting out there. You know, social media at the end of the day is a reflection of what society's thinking and feeling. So if we're all angry, confused, upset, guess what social media will be? The social media will be our responses in text, in video, in GIF, whatever form we put out there. So be positive. Most people at the moment need reassurance. They need reassurance that, first of all, you know what you're doing. Even if you have no idea, you're making a plan, you know what you're doing. They want reassurance that actually, do you know what? Things are going to be different, but that's okay. Accepting that it's going to be okay afterwards and we're going to get through this is a big thing. So be positive. But also, when you're throwing out a bit, be positive. This is your chance to show your personality at the same time. So show those gifts, show those memes that you've created, share people with positive news. A load of people at the moment are scared, they're worried, they have no idea what's going to happen next week. Well, not even next week, tomorrow or next week or a few days. So honestly, if you can, more positive you can be, the better. And remember, if you've got any examples of these, or if you want to throw any comments, please put them below. Let me know what you think. Because for me, being positive is the single most important thing that we can all do. And if you're positive, you're talking to people, you're on the right steps. Because what you're doing is building a community that is fostering that behaviours, that ethoses. And do you know what? We don't know what's going to happen. We have no idea how long this is going to last. But we can control what we're doing in here. We can control that. So number one was talk and connect with people. Number two is be positive. Number three is to book onto online meetings. Now is a time, more than any time, to get involved with online meetings. Now, different networking organizations out there, and there's loads of them to choose from, are now moving from in-person networking to online, which makes complete sense. But also, that means a small little group in a town can be a large national group now, because they can reach anyone, anywhere. So there's opportunities there for networking. If you're used to meeting people face-to-face, book a meeting online. Download Zoom, download Skype, try Google Hangouts. But the main thing is, still have those meetings, still have those conversations, because again, the more conversations you have, the more opportunities probably you're probably going to find is going to land in your lap. So book onto online meetings. But also, because it's online, you're not tied geographically to different places. So, for instance, to this morning, I was on a live stream, a Zoom call with 25 other business owners, all of them in the northwest of England. This afternoon, I'm going to be doing one with people in Norfolk and Surrey. So completely different geographical locations. And would I have been able to travel between those in that time? Nah. Using Zoom, using the online networking that different networking groups have got, I can. So if you've got a chance to network with different people, do it. Use this time as an opportunity. It is a big opportunity to spread your network. And remember, people are going to get turned off if you just sell, sell, sell. It's about building those relationships with people and actually building and increasing your community. I can't stress that enough. Booking onto online meetings, big opportunity. Now, if you haven't got a network already that you can connect into, build your own. Also, if you've got a Facebook group, organize online meetings in there. Next week, we will have a inner circle, Facebook, Zoom meeting, Zoom working lunch. Don't know what it's called yet, but we're going to have a working lunch where we're going to be talking whilst we're eating, just so if you are working by yourself, you have got some company. So, you know, try different things. And also, when I'm saying about booking online meetings, you can do tutorials using online. There's lots of other things, really cool stuff you can do. And I'm even seeing people designing games for their brands and their companies based on their business model. All operating via Zoom. So, but again, have a think. Can your business make a game that can be shared and done via Zoom? If it can, put it out there. Really, really golden. Put it out there now, because people are doing this and they will continue to do this for as long as we are using Zoom as much as we can. Next point is, do what I'm doing now. Go live. Do a Facebook Live. Go live on your streaming platform. And if Facebook isn't your platform, that's okay. Go live on YouTube, LinkedIn, if you've got access, Instagram, or Twitter using Periscope. But the big thing is, go live. Once you go live, there's loads of really, really cool benefits. Before you go live, you need to have a plan. So I've got my 10 points just literally off screen just there. And obviously I've set it up so therefore you can't see any kind of clutter, any mess. And I've got my laptop and my microphone here. So it's all set up. But the big thing is, go live. One, it shows your personality. When you go live, there's no second takes. There's no second takes. If I go swear, whatever, then you're going to hear that on the live stream, because it's out there. Number two, you can save it afterwards. If you do go live on Facebook, you can save it, and then you can repurpose that content And as I sort of already said at the start of this, I'm going to put this onto YouTube on my YouTube channel, which means then you'll have access to it on the timeline. But also, if you wanted to watch it outside of Facebook, you could on YouTube. I'm also then using the audio. This time I'm using my mic to pick up the sound, but I could take the audio from the actual Facebook Live and I can create that into a podcast, which is exactly what I'm going to be doing. And I'm creating an episode of The Grow Show as we speak. So one piece of content is going to be turned into three, is going to be shared in three different places on two different mediums. Really cool stuff. So what a great use of time. Big thing for me though is going live is accountability to you guys, because I set the event up, and it also means that I can share my message to you and across different platforms, which is fantastic. Now, if I was going live, you could also use StreamYard or Be Live or Zoom to interview different people, and you can do split screens. Some really cool stuff happening there on StreamYard if you're using your desktop. And also, remember, you can have fun and games with this. You know, if you want to do a virtual pub, which I know some people are doing, then do it. Meet at the same time or have a drink and have a theme. It's really, really cool. Big thing is, don't be afraid of going live. Don't be afraid of it, because people are in it now, and because people are getting used to more and more video conferencing with Skype and Zoom, then they're getting used to hearing their voice. They're getting used to seeing their face on screen, which means video and live streaming will explode. More than anything, out of all this, video and live stream is really going to come to the fore, because people are going to feel comfortable and confident using it. That's going to be big. So if you're not confident or you don't think you should do go live, remember these three things. People don't tend to live stream or do video because of three different points. One, they don't like the sound of their own voice, or they don't like the way they look, which is all down to self-confidence. But if I met you on the street, we haven't got the opportunity yet at the moment, but if we meet on the street, then you will hear and see me just as I am today. Number two, they don't believe in what they say. Why should someone listen to a live stream of me talking? You know, what if someone disagrees with what I say? Why would they follow me on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, whatever it is? Why would anyone want to join my group? It's all down to self-confidence again. It's all about their belief in their business, their ideas and their ethoses. Now, I am a firm believer, if you know what you're going to say, you've got a plan and you know how to deliver it and you prepare for it, that goes out the window. Why would anyone disagree with something that you know 100%? No one can disagree with my 10 points. No one. Because it's all good, solid fact. And if someone does disagree with it, fair play. You're not going to please everyone. You know, people like Gandhi, Jesus, Muhammad, you know, Santa Claus even. No, some people love them, some people hate them. So do you know what? Not everyone's going to like me. Not everyone's going to agree with what I say. But that's okay. Again, that's okay. So, going live at the moment. Oh, I've got the third thing. So number one, don't want self-confidence in the way they look. Number two, self-confidence in the way that they kind of think about themselves or their business or the ideas. And number three, haven't got the equipment. Bull. I'm recording this on an iPhone, which is just a Bobstand smartphone. Okay, microphone cost me $100 or so. Obviously, recording it into a laptop, you know. So there's a bit of equipment there. But I could quite happily put my headphones in, which came with the phone, and do a Facebook Live from there. Technology isn't a barrier. Technology isn't a barrier when it comes to live streaming. Do it, and do you know what? Better doing it okay is better than not doing it at all. And I would prefer a video or a live stream, which is 70 to 80% okay, rather than not doing one whatsoever. And I will do 80% videos for every one 100% video any day of the week. So that point is all about going live. And remember, if you have any questions still, please put them below. I can see people are watching. So if you've got any questions or have any feelings about this, throw them on there. And I will read your comments out later on. So point number five. Is all about plan. Now, what do I mean by plan? Well, as I said before, this is going to end. you know, this isn't going to be happening in, you know, 2 years, 5 years, hopefully 6 months, whatever it is. This is going to end. So now is the time to plan. And what I mean by plan is you can plan your rebrand, your website, your processes. You can plan every part of your business. So when we come out of this, you are stronger. You're stronger as a person because you've worked on your mindset. You might have started meditating. You might start doing more exercise. You might be eating more healthy. You might be drinking more water. Whatever you're doing is you're making yourself in a better version as you can. And for your business, you can plan for this. You see, everybody who I've spoken to agrees that people's behaviours, ideas, ethoses, professions maybe, you know, but certainly their actions are all going to change because of what's happening at the moment. No one's going to be the same. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know what behaviours are going to change. But if you can forecast it or kind of get an idea of how your customers are going to react, you're going to be in a better position. Because what you can start to do then is plan your content in terms of what they want to hear and what they want to engage with. You're going to be able to then be in a position where you can offer the products and services that can help them. You're putting your customers in the forefront of your business. So plan is for me the most important bit out of all of this, because actually this is going to set you up. And it doesn't matter where you are in your business right now, you can change what's happening in 6 months time by planning today. We don't know what's going to be happening tomorrow. We don't know what's going to be happening next week. But you can plan for every eventuality. You can plan what if lockdown finishes in September. How are my finances going to be? What can I do in September to launch it? What are people going to be buying in September? What are people going to be thinking about and how are businesses going to be launching? How can I help those businesses launch with a bang when it comes? All these questions you can answer. Or if you're thinking about people's behaviours at the moment, what are people doing? What are people talking about? What are people listening to? What are people watching? All of this is stuff that you can help them in your own little niche, in your own little field, by creating content and making activities for them to do. You know, for instance, this Facebook Live, someone might watch it and take 1 point and might action that 1 point. Great. Absolutely great. That's all I want, is one person to make a difference, to change what they're doing based on some that I've put out. That's it. And if one person does that now, another person does that next video, happy days. I'm chuffed with that. But plan your content, plan your business, and plan what your customers are going to do afterwards. So I've been talking for about 18 minutes now, and I've covered the first 5 points, which are talk and connect with people, be positive, book into online meetings, go live, and plan. Point number 6 is create content, which goes on from point number 5, because point number 6 is all about creating brand new original content. Now, you might have had the idea to do something, but you haven't done it. You haven't pressed that button to do it. It could be a book. It could be a podcast. It could be a new website. It could be a picture series. Whatever it is, you haven't done it. Now is the time to do it. Now's the time to do it. If you've got content elsewhere, like this 10 things to do on social media is a talk that I do in different networking meetings. If you've got that idea, see where else you can use it. So for me, this is also going to be an online course, plus also obviously a podcast and on the YouTube channel. So really think about what content you're planning, what content have you got available to you, and bust out some really cool kick-ass content. Make sure that content's going to be the content that your customers are going to want to engage with and want to listen to and want to enjoy, and then put it out there. Don't share it just once, share it a couple of times over about a week or so. So if people miss the first message, they'll catch the second or third. But the big thing really for creating content is this: be brave. Don't worry if you're repeating some of the main messages you might have seen somewhere else. Don't worry about that. Put your own spin on it and make sure you're giving value every step of the way. Ask yourself this one question before you put any content out: does it provide value to my target audience? If it does, put it out. If it doesn't, you've chosen the wrong content or you've shared it in the wrong place. Make sure you're always giving value and create original, brand new content for you. Number 7 is collaborate with other people. people. Now, collaboration is fantastic at any time of year. Now, it's absolutely imperative, because if you get into a Facebook group and you start talking to those people, you can do a Facebook Live or do a challenge, then you're sharing your content with other people. This is really key. Now is not the time to focus on selling. Obviously, money is important, and I'm not denying that, but it should be all about community. If you can build your community now, that's going to give you massive benefits going forward, because frankly, when we come out of this, your community is going to be so much stronger. So collaborate with others. See who needs Facebook Lives in different places. See who needs help with their online meetings. See who could... producers of magazines and websites who are looking for blogs and articles to share. Any content that you can share with others, share it. Collaborate with others is so important, but now is the time, more than anything, to really hammer down on it and double down on what you're good at. And if you're good at writing blogs, write more blogs. If you're good at doing videos, do more videos or live streams. If you're good at interviewing, do interviews. Double down on what you can do, what you're happy doing, and then keep doing it. Make sure if you can collaborate with others, if you can get onto other people's Facebook pages, groups, LinkedIn groups, whatever it is, then please do. Because what you'll then find is some of those will migrate back over to yours, some of yours will go over to theirs, and it works both ways. So collaboration is definitely key. Point number 8, and if you're joining us now, thank you so much. We're recording the episode of the Grow Show, and we're talking about the 10 things to do on social media today. So thank you very much for joining. We're on point number 8, and I'll recap the last points in a second. So point number 8 is don't go quiet. Now, what I mean by that is, by going quiet, some people won't have any news to share. They might be overwhelmed, they might be upset, they might be ill, we don't know. But one thing we do know is that brands, and this has now been proven, that brands need to reassure their customers to keep their customers engaged with them. So, don't go quiet. If you go quiet on social media and don't post for a week as a business, actually, that's not going to reassure your customers. Your customers are going to want to know what action you're taking. Be that, actually, I haven't got a plan yet, but I'm working on this, or actually, do you know what, we're using this time to redevelop our website and redevelop our products, we'll be back bigger and stronger. Whatever it is, release content and don't go quiet, because going quiet is the worst thing you can do. If you also think about what behaviors people are exhibiting at the moment, people are spending more time on their phones, more times on their gadgets because they're at home. It's quite akin to that time between Christmas and New Year's, where people aren't really in a work mode, but they are still in a work mode. It's a really weird time. And during that time, people actually don't really want to be sold to, but they want value. Now is the time to do that. But if you go quiet during that time, people are going to forget about you, or potentially you'll lose your ranking in the Facebook algorithm, whatever it is, or whatever platform you're in. And then when you do start the noise again, they're not going to see it. So don't go quiet. Please don't go quiet. But I will say, if all of this is getting you down, getting you upset, if you feel overwhelmed with social media, it's time to get off it. Point number 9 is get off social media. And yes, you've heard it from me, the social media person. Go off social media. Don't use social media, because if you're feeling anxiety, if you're feeling flat, if you go around, if you feel scared, you don't want to go on the platforms, get off it. It's not working. I said to you right at the start, social media is a collection of how we're feeling. That's all it is. It's a reflection and a collection of how we're feeling, the content we're putting out there. And if we're putting out there stuff that's not helping you, then go off it. Take a break for a week to a month, and I bet you any money you might feel a bit weird to start off with, but overall you will definitely feel better, because you'll have more mind space, and that negative energy that you're getting from social media will be gone. So if it is getting you overwhelmed, if you are feeling not happy about social media, get off it. And my last point is go and explore and have fun. try those new things that you haven't looked at before or have been on your bucket list to try. Explore different platforms like Instagram, TikTok, re-engage with different platforms that you've lost track on, like Pinterest. You know, try those things that you haven't done before for whatever reason. Could be time, could be energy, could be confidence, whatever it is. Give them a go. You know, go live, do videos, connect with people. Don't be afraid to talk on the phone. Do FaceTimes instead of telephone calls. Join online meetings. But the big thing is, explore. Don't be afraid of testing something or doing something and then actually fearing consequences. Because if it doesn't work, you've just found another way of not doing it. And if it works, happy days. You're onto a winner. So explore and have fun. Now, I've been talking for 25 minutes and I'm going to recap the 10 things that you should do on social media today. Now, I would love to hear what your thoughts are, and also if you've got any comments, so please put them in the comments below, wherever you're listening, and then I will reply to those as I finish, or after this kind of live stream, this podcast goes out. So the 10 points that I've covered is talk and connect to people, be positive, book onto online meetings, go live. Plan, create content, collaborate with others, don't go quiet. If it is getting too much for you, go off social media. And last but not least, explore and have fun. Now, I can see we've got a couple more minutes for questions, but I just want to quickly, just if they do come through, just say these two things to finish off. As I said multiple times, we don't know what's happening. I'm recording this on the 6th of April 2020 when England and the world is pretty much in lockdown. Now, I don't know what's going to happen. You don't know what's going to happen. But we've got two options to look at this. We can look at it as an opportunity or we can look at it as a threat. And for me, if I look at things as an opportunity, a growth mindset, I'm going to be more responsive to the opportunities and I'm going to look for the positives rather than the negatives. So, these 10 things to do. Not a complete list, I can go on for ages, but there are the top 10 things you can do straight away today and start doing. You can see if you can collaborate with others. You can book onto online meetings. You can organise your first Facebook Live. You can talk to 5 people on LinkedIn that you haven't spoken to for ages. You can arrange a virtual coffee with someone that you said you were going to meet in person anyway. You can try going to a platform like TikTok or Pinterest and re-engage or explore those different features. You can do that all straight away. So all of the stuff I've said, you can do straight away. Now, I'm going to leave it there because I'm just going to be waffling on. But take care, everyone. Hope you've enjoyed this episode of The Grow Show. And thank you very much for joining on this live stream. If you're watching this on the replay, thank you so, so, so much. Your engagement, your views, your comments have been fantastic. So thank you so, so, so much. Take care, everyone. And I will see you all soon for the next episode of The Grow Show and the next live stream straight into the Grow Inner Circle. And thanks for watching on YouTube if you're watching on there. Take care, my friends. I'll see you soon. Larry.